There were national movements, but they weren't mass movements. They were still largely class-based, located primarily among the educated bourgeoisie. But this notion of an Italy, of a Germany, if one thinks of the first lines of the song that would ultimately come to be the German national anthem, the Deutschlandlied, it's called, which in the 20th century took on such ominous implications, the Deutschland, Deutschland über alles in der Welt, meaning Germany, Germany above all in the world. Obviously, in the 20th century, and especially under the National Socialists, seemed to be dangerously aggressive, part of German imperialism. But the poem from which those lines are taken originates in this period, and what it meant, and it was understood by all Germans who read it, was Germany above Prussia, Germany above Austria, Germany above Bavaria, Germany above the Hohenzollerns, above the Habsburgs. It was not an aggressive internationalist expansionist notion. It was a plea for Germans to bring themselves together and to recognize some larger entity. This association of liberalism with nationalism would greatly complicate the liberal project in Italy and in Germany. In France, the issue of nationalism, of national sovereignty, of bringing, obviously there had been a French national state, a dynastic state, but in Central and Southern Europe, this would greatly complicate the liberal agenda. Liberals not only wanted, as they did in France, to see constitutional government, to see economic reforms, laissez-faire economics and so on that we'll talk about the next lecture, they also saw as an absolutely integral element of the liberal agenda the creation of a constitutional state based on sovereignty residing in the people. And the barriers to that were absolutely enormous. Looking at the world from the point of view, looking at the German world from the point of view of 1815, 1819, 1820, one sees not 360 some odd different German states as had existed in the old empire, but about 30, largely the creations of Napoleon. But these were all substantial roadblocks. None of the princely houses which dominated these states wanted to see their sovereignty taken away and placed in the hands of some sort of abstraction called Germany. In Italy, the situation was even more complicated because of the presence of foreign powers. So restoration in Central Europe, as I said, was on the one hand easier and simpler, and on the other hand more complicated. Simpler because the threat of revolution from below had never been as great as it had been in France, and so it was easier to deal with in that sense. The Carlsbad Decrees worked. Metternich was able to suppress the potentially revolutionary forces in Germany. One can't quite imagine this kind of tactic working in France. So it was simpler in that regard, but far more complicated when one began to think about what sort of political entity is actually going to emerge in Central Europe. There was a great Metternich himself, in his heart of hearts, understood that what he was like the proverbial Dutch boy with his finger in the dike. He didn't believe in his heart of hearts that it was really going to be possible to turn the clock back. He simply was hoping to buy time. In almost all of the textbook analyses or descriptions of Metternichian Europe, he's always seen as a man sort of tilting at windmills, the reactionary who wants to roll the clock back, and of course he's standing there trying to hold back the wheel of history, and is ultimately, in 1848, he's crushed by it. Revolution would sweep Europe in 1848, sweep Metternich from office, and come perilously close to creating the very national entities that Metternich was so afraid of. And yet, if one makes historical judgments about things, here is a man who dominates an entire epoch in European history from 1815 down to 1848. He did buy time, and as we will see in 1848, the conservatism would undergo a dramatic transformation in that year of liberal revolution, take a direction that Metternich had not foreseen. But for this period, the period of restoration, Metternich had in the short historical run, established his goals.